Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
President Biden addressed the country yesterday, asking Congress to approve billions of dollars in funding to help Israel and Ukraine.
Now, the president emphasized American support for the two countries in their war efforts. Patricia Krause is a political and foreign policy expert and a professor at the University of New Haven. Patricia, thanks for being with us.
Sure, thanks.
I'm reading some political analysts this morning who are saying that the speech that the president gave last night in primetime, only his second, by the way, in primetime since he's been president, so emphasizing, I guess, in his view, the importance of it, might also be the most important speech, they say, in his presidency. If you agree, why would that be?
Well, I mean, I suppose because, you know, we're now dealing with these two separate wars. In the United States, you know, obviously, we're always been considered sort of the leaders of the free world. So our obligations and responsibilities in these two situations are significant. You know, about being his most important speech in his presidency, he's got a long way to go in his presidency. So I'm not sure that that's necessarily the case. But I do think that, you know, people are confused about what our role should be. You know, we've been in dealing with the Ukraine situation far longer. The Israel situation, you know, is just more recent. So I think people want to know, you know, why should we be sending all this money overseas? Why do we need to be invested? You know, helping them to understand that it's not simply about sort of what happens within the confines of the United States, but we're deeply impacted by, you know, what goes on around the world, and the security of the United States is deeply tied to both of these countries.
You know, there's a lot of people drawing comparisons between what's happening now as we rush to kind of preserve democracies as we see them in Ukraine and in Israel as it fights off Hamas. They draw parallels with what happened back in the 50s and 60s with, say, Korea and Vietnam. We were interested, we said, in preserving democracy and stopping the spread of communism. So we sent money, material, supplies, and eventually soldiers to Vietnam and Korea. And what did that get us? There are some concerns that we are walking into the same type of situation here. Are we?
You know, I don't think so with these two situations. No, I think you'd be more likely to equate that with, say, you know, what happened in Iraq and what happened in Afghanistan, and that we were there for so long, and what did we really accomplish there? You know, those are the questions that are often raised. I think in these two situations, you know, you're almost looking at where, you know, Putin is, he's not going to be satisfied with simply taking Ukraine. You know, so if he happens to be able to win in Ukraine, there are other countries that are going to follow. And that's the biggest thing, is we can't have him expanding his view of government in that part of the world. So I think when you're talking about Ukraine, again, like I said, people don't understand that this could be a direct threat to the United States. But if he decides to just keep going, then, you know, there are allies that we have over there. You have the NATO countries. There's a lot of things that could eventually, you know, sort of be brought to our shores in that sense. So defeating him in terms of not allowing him to overtake Ukraine, I think, is extremely important. And, you know, with Israel, obviously, it's a newer situation. But, you know, in this sense, again, it's, you can't let terrorism take over. So there are obligations that we have to prevent these types of situations from spreading.
I think we're beginning to have some issues there with Patricia's connection, which is the same. These are important subjects. Charles, yeah. And you know, it was when the president spoke yesterday, there were a lot of reactions. I saw some from people you would not expect to praise him for the speech, but they were praising the speech. I think Britt Hume comes to mind. The people who usually criticize him, some other Republican lawmakers, I believe, said that the speech was very good, very forceful, and he explained a way forward as helping these. But of course, it remains to be seen, with Congress kind of at a standstill right now, whether any aid's going to make it to Israel and Ukraine in the near future.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.